Hey, hey, welcome to your day off. My name is Corey, and of course, I'm sitting with my bud, Tone. What's up, Tone?
What's up, homie? Man, we interview number three. Yeah,
I know. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. It's just been such an amazing morning, really. You know, not only the response that we've gotten from our guests that have come on, but just even the response from the hairdressing community, right? Like
it's been wonderful, really. And the artists that we've been interviewing are not only been so kind to join us, man, but they're just like great people.
Yeah, you know, that's been kind of what's been universal about, you know, our interviews here the last few weeks is just like, just how great the people in our industry are. I mean, you know, you always have those that are, there's always somebody to complain about, right?
Right.
But it seems like there's like this rise of just good old fashioned good people. And I really think we have one today. Yeah. Or right now. I mean, we've had a couple today, but you know, we get another one.
You want to introduce her?
Let's make people guess. Actually, you know what? Before we introduce her, what I find very interesting in her is that she's growing at an unbelievable rate, and we can kind of talk to her and tear her apart a little bit about where her journey is right this second.
Yeah, because really within the last 18 months, she's been on both sides. You know what I mean? Of being a regular hairdresser. To a superstar hairdresser.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah.
And I want to introduce her. Come on. Introduce her. Let's bring her in.
No, let's have Christmas morning again. And like, you know, when your parents keep you out of the room.
I feel
room.
Like I'm on Groundhog Day.
Yeah, come on, man. We keep going over and over again. So I guess with no further ado, shall we do it?
Let's do it.
Hair by Miss Kelly O. Thank
Hello.
You very, very much for joining us on your day off.
Thank you so much for having me. It's not a day off,
No,
guys.
It's never a day off, but,
right.
You know.
But go ahead. Traditionally, you know, Mondays were a day off for the
My
hairdresser.
Salon's still closed on
still
Sundays.
Still on Sundays?
Yeah.
When we came up with the name, you know, our thought was that not only is Mondays a day off, but it's also a day that we share information, right? It was when you had your in-salon classes or your in-salon stuff or even, you know, we used to have meetings and stuff on Monday, so...
Yeah,
I just thought
it
works.
Where we force the staff to come in.
Yep. That's when they love you.
Buy them a donut and make them talk to us.
Yeah,
that's
hopefully
so true.
Coffee.
Yeah,
a little coffee. Hopefully you're not wearing it.
Not anymore.
Right. So, where are you from?
I am actually from Winnipeg, Manitoba, in cold Canada. Mm. Yeah,
cold Canada.
It's cold.
Is it cold there now?
No, it's actually very, very warm. It's similar to here, if you can imagine.
Oh, really?
But it gets so cold. I didn't have a car all winter because I kept dying because it's so cold. It's I'm sure the people of Orlando have no idea what I'm talking about.
I'm sure the people of Orlando have no idea.
No.
I don't think, yeah.
They have no
people
idea.
People in D.C. don't either.
No, exactly.
We're from D.C. and it gets cold, but it doesn't get that cold.
Oh, no. We had people from Los Angeles come to teach. We did a Pulp Riot thing last a couple months ago, and they couldn't believe that there was plugs everywhere, and they're like, what's this for? I'm like, you gotta plug your car in or it'll die. And they thought it was the weirdest thing in the world.
I'm kind of like absorbing that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
It is kind of the weirdest
thing.
It is.
The battery dies. Then you gotta get it jumped. It's a whole thing.
Oh, now, what if you had something like a Tesla, which is a battery car?
I don't know.
All right. She's like, I don't have a Tesla. I have a car that won't
like,
start.
I got a Honda, and it dies.
It dies every time.
I have a client that lives in Minnesota, and every winter he would make a... ice skating rink when he was a kid, an ice skating rink in their backyard. Cause it
yeah,
was
that's
so
great.
Cold.
You can do that. People do it all over the place.
Yeah.
Not me, but people do it.
That's why it's the hockey country.
Yep.
It's true.
Some of the best hockey players there. Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
No doubt.
Jets came around this year. That was my team.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, they came around.
They came, yeah.
They went all the way to Vegas and then they haven't talked about it.
I know.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I think it actually ended in Winnipeg, but yes.
Yeah, same difference.
Damn Vegas.
Damn Vegas. Who are those guys?
Who are those guys?
Who are those guys?
They came out of nowhere.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Literally, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's so crazy. That's so we're going to get sidetracked with that.
Yeah.
I know no more information about it other than what I just said, though. So it wouldn't be much of a
You rehearsed that well. That was really good.
So did you grow up in Winnipeg?
I was born in Montreal, but I moved to Winnipeg at a very young age, so yes.
Speak any French?
Yes, but not well. They don't like me there, because it's not...
Because it's not that good?
No. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
I don't have the accent down. They don't like it.
sounds French to me.
Yeah.
French enough.
The French people can spot me a mile right. away, and they're like, no, she's not one of us.
That's crazy. So when you came up in, like, I don't know the Canadian method, but mm-hmm. Are there, like, apprenticeships and, like, schools and stuff
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, so where we are, you would go to hair school. Mm-hmm. It takes, I think it's 1,400 hours, so roughly a year. I went when I was in high school, which they have a lot of where I am. So you would take it part-time in the morning, and then you'd go to high school in the afternoon. So, yeah, all morning long, I would take it for 2 years.
So was the hair school affiliated with the high school, or was it just something totally different?
It was affiliated. Okay. They actually have a lot of hair schools in high schools. Yeah, it's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I was a high school wannabe dropout. And so I went to go try to drop out of school. And she's like, oh, you look weird. Do you ever think about hair school? And I can say it over and over again. That 100% saved my life, changed my course of everything. It was the best. That was 20 years ago.
We've had that conversation twice today
about
how this industry has saved lives.
That's why we're all soulmates.
That's it. We're all soulmates, right?
That's Amen. True. I think so.
Yep.
Really.
That's pretty cool. It's actually, twice today, but quite a few times with the people that we've interviewed. It's amazing how the response to this industry saved me.
Oh yeah, totally.
You know, and just like how deep that kind of cuts. You know, like if you just kind of sit and live in it.
If you've never found your people, mm-hmm. you can find them here for sure.
I agree, and it's pretty interesting too, because if even in the hair world, there's the click stuff,
Yeah.
But you can easily infiltrate those clicks, like whatever they're. At least that's been our experience.
It's changing so much. I don't feel that personally, mm-hmm. or I'm oblivious to it and don't even notice. But yeah, I find everybody so approachable and so willing, and I find that even within the brands mm-hmm. that I can poke my head into. Again, maybe I'm oblivious, but I find that I can poke my head into any room and know people and compliment them and talk to them. And it's not, nobody kicks me out or anything.
Yeah,
it's
right.
very inviting and good.
Nobody's supportive. Keeping the secrets, right?
No.
Like, oh, come on in.
Maybe they are. I don't know. Anything.
But right, oblivious to you. Right? Definitely oblivious to us. We're not in the room.
It's probably the Canada thing. I'm like, everybody's friends. It's good.
Except Montreal, because they can see you from a mile away.
Apparently. Yeah, they're a little grouchy in Montreal, a little salty.
What are they salty about?
The French.
The French.
The Canadians. Montreal Canadians.
So, yeah, I kind of want to jump right into...
it was the hockey team, right? Bad joke.
That's it. Yeah. That's what we got.
Back to the hockey.
Back to the hockey. You bring a Canadian and all we can talk about is hockey.
Sorry.
I kind of want to jump right into Kelly's story, because I find it fascinating. You know,
it's kind of a one of a kind story. I mean, it's not necessarily a rags to riches kind of story, but it's kind of like, someone, I'll let you go ahead and fill it in. It blows me away when I think about, her story.
Right. Well, I mean, correct me where I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but kind of how I understand her story a little bit is that, remember like, I guess 18 months ago or so when Starbucks had their unicorn coffee. And Kelly was smart enough or foresight enough to, she kind of mimicked that, with of course, Pulp Riot colors.
Yeah.
she mimicked that. And then she went from the middle of Winnipeg to huge.
It was really weird. Yeah.
It was weird. So bring us through that whole story, like starting with like you saw the unicorn cup and you're like, ah.
Okay, so I was listening to the radio that morning, and then they were releasing it that day, and I made a joke that, I'll do hair like that. And then it was just a weird coincidence. It was a regular client that comes all the time. She usually goes blonde, and she wanted the other color. She wanted colors in it that I said, I think that looks like that drink. And then so I sent one of my assistants down the street to Starbucks, uh-huh. and it was funny because she came back with the big one, and I was like, what was that, 10 bucks? She's like, yeah, 10 bucks. I said, why'd you get the big one? I don't want to drink that whole thing. It's like the best 10 bucks I ever spent. So this poor client of mine, she's a good sport. I said, uh-huh. can I pretend to like dump it on your head and like twirl your hair with a straw? And she let me.
Awesome.
And then, I uploaded a video before noon. And honestly, I think it was timing was a huge thing because
right.
I was probably one of the first. I've seen a lot of people that have done that thing. But it was really fast. It was on MSN within 2 hours. And then... it just started rolling in. Like by Sunday, it was like CNN. Like it was very weird, very surreal.
I got to be honest, sitting here, I had no idea that you got that kind of.
It was
like
really weird.
Like news coverage.
It was a week. It was a neat week.
That Dude, you must have been glowing. Did you sleep? I would have been like, is Fox having one? You would have been like flipping back and forth.
I didn't even see it on any of those channels. It was people from England were messaging me. I have an old boss that lives in, I don't know, Belize or something. Uh-huh. And yeah, they were seeing it everywhere. It was very strange. That showed the chew. I don't know if that's all over the place. It was very neat and surreal. And
that's incredible. Yeah. So what happened with your Instagram during those times?
It did well.
Yeah, I bet, right?
Yeah, it did well. Lots of new followers. It was shared all over the place. I've been riding that ever since, trying to find the next best thing, and it hasn't. I think they're done with me and food for a while. But
has Starbucks reached out to you?
No.
They haven't?
I know.
Dicks.
I feel like they released an ad probably 3 weeks later with like their new mint hair next or mint drink next to mint hair, and I was like, nice.
Right. They stole your gig, man.
Stealing the idea.
Thieves.
But yeah, that's okay. Starbucks. The drink was only okay.
Right. Starbucks, you owe her a lot of drinks. Yeah. A lot of $10 unicorn drinks.
I didn't get anything, but that's okay.
You didn't even get a shout out or a twit or tweet. A tweet.
A twit?
You got a twit.
I got a tweet. No, but the people at my Starbucks like to brag about how that hair came from that Starbucks
drink. Oh, that's good. Do they at least give you a free one?
I have gotten some stuff from that Starbucks.
Nice.
We know a guy.
You know, you got your guy.
I got a guy.
You got your inside people?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you walk in, you don't have to give them your name.
They just go, don't. That doesn't work. No. Oh, no. The one guy knows my name. That's about it for my fame in there.
Is it Miss Kelly or just Kelly?
Just Kelly.
Just Kelly, J-U-S-T, Kelly?
Yeah. Just Kelly.
That's great. Well, I mean, it clearly led to someplace else because tell our listeners what happened a year ago.
Okay, so here I am at the Orlando premiere. Last year, I entered a contest. I want to say that I was invited into the Pulp Riot team with the Riot Squad. Didn't really know what that meant at the time. It was fairly new. And I entered a contest, and the winner was to fly to Orlando premiere and go on the Pulp Riot stage. And so I won it, and it was crazy. It was like, what are you doing in 2 weeks? You want to come on the stage? And I'm like, I guess. And so I came down here. The whole experience was so surreal. I had met a couple of people at hair shows before, but just being involved in the family and, and the team and the support, and everybody's so cool. And it was just a crazy, crazy experience to go from like nothing to up there. And then ever since then, they have invited me to be on stage many, many times and have trusted me to showcase their work. And it's really, really cool.
Do you feel a lot of pressure from like?
Sometimes, like you always want to be doing new things,
right?
You know? So sometimes I'll like lay in bed trying to think of things. That sometimes I'll like put like artists that I know. I'm like, hey, think about things. think of weird things I can transform to hair. And sometimes it'll be, you know, I have a 2-year-old son, so I'll be putting him to bed and trying to get him to go to sleep. And I'll be laying there thinking about different things that I can do. And I'm like, oh, can't turn on my phone right now. I got a good one. So there's a little bit of pressure there, but in a good way. A pushing way.
Of course,
way.
Right. In an encouraging way.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You'd be encouraged.
Yes.
That's good. And you're filled, like when you're backstage, so the whole room is filled with people that are looking for the same.
It's so cool.
Kind of inspiration.
Yeah. This week, there's, I think, 3 new people that have never been on stage before, and they were invited this year to do that. And so it's cool being at this point because they're like, oh, I want to be like you. I'm like, but I was just like you. Just like
11
yesterday.
Months ago.
Yeah. So it's really neat to watch some of the new people rise up and do things that I would never dream of doing. And they're just so innovative and creative. It's really... It's a cool place to be.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome that that they do that. They allow like just newcomers just, you know, trying out for the team, right?
Yeah. You know, I think it's all about relationships, and it's pretty apparent in that company that the people that they find, they have a relationship with that's really great. And I've said it many times, I don't know how they find these people, but coming back to hair saving your life, like every single one that I meet, it's like we've known each other forever, and it's great.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
To ditto what you just said, I mean, that's, like, we've met once, but I kind of feel like, you know, we met each other in the lobby, and it was just like, oh, you.
Yeah, I know you,
right?
I feel like that with every hairdresser, almost.
Yeah.
It's very neat, especially, like, lately. In the past year, I've really, like, embraced everything that I can about this industry.
Yeah, because we share... something that most people can't relate to.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And we all work our asses off.
We all work our asses off. Yep. And all of us started or still start every morning, you know, 2 feet behind our client.
Yeah.
You know, like no matter what your top path is, mm-hmm. you know, where you started was exactly the same.
Yeah.
Do you still know? Do hair behind oh, hair yeah. behind the chair?
Yeah. I own a salon. I take one day off every 2 weeks to do salon stuff, but I work behind the chair every day.
It's 6 or 5?
Sorry?
6 days or 5 days?
5 days.
5 days.
Yeah.
Five.
No, I've right. scaled down because I have my 2-year-old. I actually, I work one long day a week and then I'm done at 5 every day, which is, I've been doing this for 20 years. So mm-hmm. that's crazy. I feel like I put in my time of the very long days. So it's very nice to go home at 5. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it would ever happen, and I thought that I would, feel bad about it.
Right.
Like, you know, like feel bad about not being able to accommodate clients, but luckily this 2-year-old has reined me in where I can leave. You still don't leave. I'm still attached to my phone 24 hours a day, but
right.
I'm not in the building anymore.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
You know, to back up before that, mm-hmm. so how did that come about? How'd you get your salon? And
I've worked in probably 4 different salons in my career and all very different. I was working at a very, very big salon, and mm-hmm. in my city, there's not very many places that do chair rental. It's just not, it's mostly commission-based in Winnipeg. That's the way it is. Probably because the owners make way more money, and now as an owner, I understand that. I'm with you. But most people, of course, want to be chair renter. Mm-hmm. So I went into a smaller salon and was chair renter, and I think that in that, I was only there for 1.5 years. It was very short. I learned so much about myself and about about owning a salon.
Right.
My owners were great guys, very, very chill, very like they wanted to own a place so they could come in and work every day and live their lives. Whereas as a person that I guess I learned that I was a control freak at that time. So coming in every day, I would like, because they were so relaxed, try to like micromanage. I realized how crazy I was. And they probably, the day that I quit, they were probably so happy because I'm sure now as an owner, like I would hate me. But right. I was always like, so what's going on with the emails over? Like I'm sure I was so annoying.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that was the day that I was like, I think I'm ready. I think I need to own a salon and I can do this and whatnot. And I actually got pregnant shortly after that. I was working.
Good job.
I went
Good
back
job.
To a commission salon.
Yeah.
I got pregnant and I had decided kind of during that maternity leave, that would be my plan is to maybe take some business classes and whatever. And a friend of mine, we went there. There was a salon that was vintage that was selling off their stuff because they were retiring and closing. And it was a salon from 1962 to I think that was 2015. And so we went to look at the stuff and it was one of those weird moments, you know, where you're like, I can picture having my Christmas parties in here. I can picture my whole life in this space. I was 8.5 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll take it. And they're like, what? They're like, we're going to tear it out and make a yoga studio. I'm like, or you can keep it as a hair salon and I can buy it right now. And then that was it.
Wow.
It was crazy. I think they thought I was nuts. We get 1 year maternity leave in Canada. I know it's, we have the sweet life out there.
Yeah, who pays for that?
The government. So we have 1 year in Canada. And so I took 3 months and like renovated the salon during that 3 months. And then my husband was able to take the rest of the time. Then that's it. Went back to work.
And then you went back to work.
And we have this cool vintage salon that has all this cool stuff in it. They have Schwarzkopf dryers from 1962. It's really weird in there,
that's
but it's awesome. It's really
still
awesome.
Work and stuff, the dryer.
You don't want to use them because I feel like they'll short out the building, but they look very cool.
Right.
Yeah. We have other dryers to use.
Aesthetically.
Yeah. Aesthetically, they're pink. It's really neat, but yeah.
I still have a Flintstones kind of like thing in my head right now.
I promise. The Sapphire Hair Lounge. It's very cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. So yeah, it was really weird. It just worked out very, very nicely and.
Yeah. What's your staff? How many is in your staff?
So when we first started, it was me and my friend that went to look at it. We opened it together. It was me and her, and we hired 2 girls. And since then, we've grown to, there's 9 of us now.
9 stylists?
Altogether, yes.
Yeah. And then you have support staff as well?
We have 1 apprentice.
Oh, okay.
And we're looking to hire somebody else part-time. My dream is a full-time desk girl, but I don't know.
But that's not part of the dream yet?
Not that, no.
It wasn't in the initial thought when you were 8 months pregnant looking across it and like...
It was. I would love a full-time... No. Half the people... We have booth rental, like chair rental, so that people don't leave us for other salons. Right. Because that, to be realistic, that's everybody's goal. Mm-hmm. And so half the staff that we have, we do that. It's kind of a hybrid, but it's good.
That's interesting. Like, we're in a studio salon. Mm-hmm. We left a commission salon. And it is kind of interesting... At least in our town, like your town, like studio rentals is very, very new.
Yeah.
So
is that like where you have a little room?
Yeah. So we have a little studio and with a couple of stations in there.
I like that.
But then we have like 20 of them.
That's cool. We don't have that at all.
At all.
No, not one.
Yeah, it's super cool. But the hybrid that you're talking about, we were talking about earlier. If a lot of salon owners can adopt that concept, they wouldn't lose their long their biggest hairdressers.
It's true. But like booth rental isn't for everyone too, you know? Like
right. Absolutely.
We had a girl that was renting somewhere else and she came to work with us as a commission stylist because she's like, you know, I just don't want to order stuff. I just want to come in, do my job, have you guys worry about everything, and that's it.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But if someone who wanted to try to be independent,
yep.
You know what I mean? That if you're doing it the right way, I think.
Yeah,
you know
there's
I mean?
Plus and minuses both to
worlds.
Both. So yeah.
Sure. But you have
as long
the best
as we
of both
have
worlds.
A happy staff.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's actually, not to digress too much, but you know, there's a lot of controversy with signing like non-compete. I don't know what non-competes are in Canada, but mm-hmm. you know, like non-compete clauses and stuff. And my thought to that is always like, you're never going to have a happy staff if everybody's filled with a non-compete. You know, if instead of you do like, instead of building your business with contracts, if you did it with culture, mm-hmm. you're probably going to be much better off in the long run.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too. Why do that to someone? If they're going to leave, they can there's enough clients to go around. Even in my city of Winnipeg, I think we have, oh my goodness, 13 salons in our little block. Like, it's crazy, the area that we are. Uh-huh. But there's enough clients to go around. We don't have to worry about anything.
Right. If you're going to have someone signed and if they do want to leave and they can't leave, mm-hmm. you really want them in your...
I don't want a miserable person there every day.
They're going to spread that throughout the rest
of
the shop.
There's places that even will force you to stay for 3 months. And I'm like, why would you want that person to finish out their 3 months?
Right.
Right.
That's...
Because they're going to spread that hate and negativity in the break room or the back somewhere with the rest of the people.
If somebody doesn't want to be there, you definitely don't want them there because that you can feel that and the clients can feel that and it's not. Yeah. I've been that person that,
Absolutely.
To those poor guys.
Apparently her best friends now, right?
They're fine. They like me still.
Right.
Speaking about that kind of stuff, what was like your hardest lesson?
I think that my hardest lesson is the one that I'm learning now, is that I've been on both sides of it. And mm-hmm. so I've been the complaining stylist and all that stuff. And now that I'm the owner, I've actually taken an old boss out for drinks and said, how'd you do it with us? Because it's somebody can say something like, well, you know, why don't we just get a new color line? And, as an owner, you want to be like, that's $10,000. Come on. Right. Like, people don't know. And I don't think that you will know it until you're in those shoes.
Well,
and so I think
it's
pretty, pretty neat to be on the other end because, mm-hmm. yeah. And my employees do the same thing, right? Oh, we should just get, and they'll suggest something that I'm like, that's 10. It's so much money. You guys, you're so funny.
That's why we have 1962 hood dryer.
We have a 1962 air conditioner. Okay. So it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Well, it doesn't have to. It's Canada.
It's so hot in the summer. It's like hot like here. But anyways, this thing, it's very, very loud, and it's obviously just a fan now. It doesn't do anything.
Right.
But our old landlord was like, no, it's cold. You feel it. I'm like, no, oh, we right. need something better.
I feel air.
Please. Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm like, it's blowing the room around.
He says, come back in January. It'll be great.
So, yeah, I would think that would be my biggest lesson, is just going from being an employee to seeing the other side of it, and it's hard. And I understand people that go back, too. My first job... I apprenticed for a woman that had owned a salon for, I don't know, 5 years or so, and she went back to chair renting. And right. I used to look at her and say, why would you do that? You had the dream. You had a salon. And then now she's living the sweet life as a cheap chair renter that just gets to...
Cheap head.
She has to come and go. Like, there's pluses to everything, but yeah.
So how much are you traveling with Park?
A lot. A lot. They're in March. I traveled three times. Some months it's once. Some months it's not at all. And then this month, it's been three. So
okay, where have you gone this month? I mean, Orlando.
I was in Vancouver last weekend, and then here's Orlando, and then I go to Cancun in 2 weeks for the Pulp Riot retreat. I can't complain about that one.
Right, yeah.
So they're coming out with their new permanent color line. So we'll be talking about that and being in the sun, and it's nice to be backstage with my team right now. But you don't get a lot of quality time to like sit and talk to each other and have those moments. So it's really nice to go on a trip where you can just find a hammock.
Yeah. I love that. Right?
Colada.
Oh, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. Yeah.
Were you able to travel the world with them this
Not
year?
Yet, no. Not yet. They offered me a couple of trips, but it was always when I had another event in Canada. So I'm
all right.
Yeah. Hopefully soon. But yeah.
Because was it Casey and them? They just did like a European tour.
Yeah,
right?
They actually. It was funny. They invited me to that one, but because I had Vancouver and we had planned a little family trip, it didn't work out. So I was watching the stories, going like, that could be me.
Yeah.
So. What do they call that? Bittersweet.
Yeah.
You know.
It's okay. Apparently I have dibs on an upcoming trip, perhaps. So we'll
break something? Want to break some news?
No, I don't. I have no news. But yeah.
Cancun. We're going to Cancun.
Yeah, Cancun. And then I'm putting good vibes out in the world to maybe an England situation. I don't know anything. Don't listen to this, David and Alexis. Send me to England.
David and Alexis.
Right.
Don't send her to England. Wink, wink. Wink, wink.
There's nothing for me there. Wink, wink.
That's cool. So the last year has been insane, right?
It's been crazy.
Right?
Yeah. And it's funny, like, it's still crazy to me. It's right. That anybody would know who I am is very
do you have,
that I'm sitting here. It's weird.
Do you have...
It's all weird.
For us, too.
Yeah.
On that note, do people recognize you and stuff?
This trip has been more than ever.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have my assistant with me, my two assistants with me. And they're so funny because they're like, we like you and everything, but this is very strange. We didn't think this was a big deal at all.
You get people screaming out your name?
Like they take pictures and stuff. And
I like that stuff.
They're like, we love you. I'm like, I love you.
I love you. I don't know. It's kind of weird. We were talking again earlier and just how like... how weird it is when people approach you.
Yeah.
You know, and like, and they know so much about you and you're like, oh, that's a nice smile.
But I know so much about other people
too. That's true
too. You know?
You know, that's absolutely true.
Last year that was me, the same thing. And it's funny meeting somebody that you look up to because you're like, how's your kid? Is it weird that I'm talking about your kid? I don't know. You know, but we put it out there and that's.
Sure.
That's good.
Does everybody call you like Miss Kelly O?
Yeah.
I mean, right. Hair by Miss Kelly.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. So so that's like your name now.
Yeah.
Like your parents
that's
hate
what it.
It.
Yeah. Hey, back in the day, MySpace, my name was Miss Kelly. So it's going around.
So like we had that conversation with Chris. Yeah. MySpace. Yeah.
It's where
earlier
at.
About, you know.
Well, Chris Benson, we ran into him.
Yeah. So we're talking about, you know, even though we might not. Never met in person, but we, you know, when you follow each other and you post so much stuff, it seems like you know them. So when you actually do meet them, it's, you know what I mean? It feels like we've already known each other for a while.
Yeah. That's what the neat thing is, too. Yeah. You're not getting that, I don't know, get to know each other. Well, thing. You just jump in.
Exactly. There's that 1 second of awkwardness. Am I going to like this person? Because you already come in with the prejudice that, like, I totally like this person.
But I find for the most part, people are what they put out. Yeah. I hope.
I find that as
like,
well.
Yeah, actually. I find that.
Yeah.
I don't meet anyone that I'm like, that's not at all. Yeah. You know? But I think that people have a good sense of humor and a good sense of, I don't know.
Balance or they stand, you know?
Yeah.
That's absolutely been our experience. And, you know, through the podcast, you know, the industry has, once again, I think I say it almost every episode, but the industry has been just incredibly kind to us and very, very, very supportive.
It's not cool to be too cool anymore. You got to.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah.
Yep.
You
know?
Yeah. That doesn't get you far.
Just be real.
Long. Yeah.
Be real.
Just be real.
Just be yourself.
Just be something. So, Kel, what's the future hold for you?
I have no idea.
England.
Hopefully England.
England, right, yep.
I don't know. The past year is so crazy. I couldn't have even imagined. 5 years ago, I never would have thought I would own a salon. 2 years ago, I never would have thought that this would happen. So Right. I'll probably be queen of something. I don't know. Just kidding. I don't know. I honestly, I'm not sure.
William's going to have to get divorced. And then marry Kelly. And then she becomes queen of England.
I'll
and then just spend a
I
lot of time
I feel like I like
England.
Harry better. He seems to be more.
You'll never be queen with Harry.
More fun. I don't. Okay, I'm just kidding. I don't want to be queen. That sounds terrible. Seems like a lot of rules.
Right?
Yeah. True that.
Yeah, yeah. I know, yeah. Right? All right. Should we ask her the hard question? Yeah.
No.
Uh-oh.
Three for three?
Right. Oh, three for three. Is this your first podcast?
Yeah.
Three for three.
Boom. Oh, that was an easy one.
Ah! You thought it was me pouring drinks down my pants.
I can do that again.
No, thanks. I only have one leg left now.
The other one's burnt.
So scalding burn.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on fire blistering up in my jeans right now.
So this question is, you can't answer with like world peace or anything generic like that.
Okay.
All right.
It's got to be hard and to the point. Are you ready for your Dateline question? What are you obsessed with?
Oh, my God. I'm like obsessed with killer whales. I'm obsessed with the 90s. I'm obsessed with music videos from the 90s. I will talk about it for the rest of time. Like, anytime I hear a song, I go, remember this video? Like, there's always a pause because I'm embarrassed about the detail that I'm going to go into about different places that I was at in my life.
Uh-huh.
Most of the hair that I do is based on nostalgic and things that I love, right? So, like, I love vintage. I love 50s. I love, like, that's what I operate on. Like, movies that I like, songs that I, you know, not in the present. Right. So that's what I love. And I love getting into conversations with people about their favorite things and what they like and what experiences they had. And I can talk about that kind of stuff for the rest of time. So I'm probably obsessed with that.
What TV show are you obsessed with right now?
Well, I watch 13 Reasons Why, like this guy. That's a controversial topic, though. But I will rewatch things over and over again. Everybody in my life, for my whole life, thinks that I'm crazy. I reread the same 5 books. They're just on a circuit. If one comes in, it's a really big deal. It's very difficult to get into the top 5.
Pushing in.
I do the same thing with movies. If I watch something that I like, I'm like, I feel it, guys. This one's going to get in there.
It's not like my wife. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, slow down.
I'm a creature of habit.
Right.
Top 5 movies.
Oh, my God. Okay. Dazed and Confused.
Done.
Clueless.
All right.
Yes. I feel like now that I'm older, he's attractive in it, which is a weird turn of events.
Well, he didn't have hair then. He has hair now, right?
McConaughey?
Yeah.
He had hair there. He had a little blonde comb over and mustache.
As I'm even saying it, I'm
retracting that statement.
All right.
Yeah, like Empire Records, like the classics.
No, keep going.
Boogie Nights?
Of course.
Devil Wears Prada I watch over and over again. Like, I have, I'm...
You got your stuff.
I'm so annoying. Yeah, it's the same stuff. Everyone, my husband's always like, why can't we watch something new? I'm like, we know.
They're like, it is new. It's from 99. Yeah.
Grease 2?
Oh.
2. Awesome.
2. Grease 2. Not Grease 1.
No, Grease 2.
So Grease 2.
Yeah.
What was the song? What was the motorcycle song?
Cool Rider.
Cool Rider.
Yeah.
Tony's done.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yep. You have a question?
We
have
on
a question
Instagram?
From the audience.
Is it about Cool Rider?
Who had the best hair in the 90s?
Oh my God, this is such a good question.
This is amazing. Who said that? We got to give him a shout out.
Well, I feel like if it's a man, it's.
The Zook Experience? Who had the coolest hair in the 90s?
I feel like if it's a guy, it's going to be Joey Lawrence because he had that. Thing
the
going
thing,
on,
the thing,
yeah.
Right?
And if it's a girl, oh, this is so hard.
That is hard.
So many. I'm gonna like leave downstairs and then text you guys, going, "I should have said this."
I should have said this.
I really like the cast of 90210. When we got into the college years,
the first
they all
90210.
Yeah,
not like the
no.
Reboot.
They all did those like twisty things where it was all sticking up everywhere, and then Claire, who's not even a main character, had like the first Kelly Clarkson chunks. Like right. Kelly Clarkson was after Claire. Nobody but knows what I'm talking about, but I can talk about it forever.
So Kelly knows Claire, but nobody else knows Claire.
She was a key
key in your life.
Key person. She was. I went for my first highlights and asked for those, and then they did them through a cap, and it wasn't even remotely the same.
I literally haven't seen a cap in 30 years.
They have them on Instagram. People do the videos with the caps all the time because it looks so satisfying when you pull it off. A lot of comments. I haven't done that yet, but maybe I should
the
today.
Big thing.
Yeah.
The big cap. I've seen. I guess, you know, now that I've said that, I've seen it in some barbering.
Yeah.
Like you see, like a lot of the barbering. Yeah. Dude, what's going on with the barbering world right now?
I'm not good at it. I will say
neither
that's
am I, but I am
deep
like
and personal with that.
I am obsessed with like what
it's
what's happening
incredible.
In the barber world.
Yeah. It's incredible the amount of talent and that, you know, I've met people that are like self-taught barbers and I can't even imagine how people do it. Color's my jam, barbering.
Jimmy Jam.
I just enjoy it from afar.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's amazing. Which tomorrow we're actually speaking to the Ruzzo boys.
Oh, cool. So I went to a class with them once.
Did you?
Yep.
They are pretty cool.
They're so cool.
Yeah, I dig them. I can't wait to talk to them tomorrow.
Yeah. And they
That's
talk.
Pretty cool. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We hope to just cut the mic on and then like go get lunch or something.
Ask them like, one question. Who is your favorite 90s hair? Can that make the podcast from now on? I'm already upset at my
question,
response
right?
still. But okay.
We're still getting a text later. You know that, right?
I know. I'm going to be like, here's my top five.
In this order. That sounds like a blog post, right? Kelly's top five.
Yeah. It's like that movie High Fidelity, which is on my top five.
Boom! Booyah!
Where he talks about his top fives all the time. Right. I love that movie. My husband hates it. I make him watch it all the time. He says it's so depressing.
That's crazy.
See?
So there's this company that we're working with, and they're called the Zooka. Mm-hmm. And they've been very, very, very kind to give us some gift packs. So we kind of want to give you a Zooka and tell you what it's all about. It's pretty cool. It's think of it as like almost like a cape gasket.
Can I open it?
You absolutely can open it. And if Gabriel is kind enough, he'll show you how it works.
It's high pressure.
Yeah. No pressure.
Is it going to jump out like a thing of snakes?
They're very cool.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, they're these really cool little gasket things. We should probably just have one open, but we don't.
It's funner watching them open it.
I know, right?
Okay.
Open that bad boy.
What do I do?
Just open it.
Is it a funnel?
Just unwrap it.
I'm very... Oh!
Yep.
You know those old neck strips?
Like the
strip?
Well, this is like a silicone type neck strip. It's contoured to the neck, and actually it seals... into the skin over the cape, and so literally you can pour water down it, and it will just go on the outside of it. It won't drip down the collar, hair.
Oh my god, this
down.
Is a genius!
It's absolutely genius, right?
Yep.
My clients won't get soaked by me anymore.
exactly.
When I'm trying to get their neck color up.
Yeah, so he's gonna put it on you. So you can see how comfortable it is as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Cool.
What
will they think of next?
So it says Zook in the front there, and then he's gonna strangle you.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Hold on, Gabe.
And they're pretty comfortable, too.
That feels nice.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's totally a tight seal.
I feel like I would play with this thing all the time.
Your clients definitely will.
Like, you can feel the seal, right? I mean.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's
pretty
cool.
Oh, that's
great. Aren't those awesome?
I love it.
Yeah, that's cool. So
this will save some shirts.
Thank you very much, the Zooka.
Well, thank you.
They sent us a bunch to give out to people that have joined our podcast. So
that's great. And I have a blue one.
And you have a blue one. Yeah.
Well,
let's make it official.
Yeah, let's definitely make it official. So, Hair by Miss Kelly O, Instagram goddess.
No, jeez.
Right.
I love to do that just to make them squirm a little bit.
Just to make them go.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for joining us on your day off.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
This is great.
Thank you. Hey, so there it is. Hey, this is a message that we've been trying to bring, I don't know, for the last couple months, actually since we started the podcast. Hey, so if you like the podcast or if you find that it's useful, please, please, please leave us a review, a 5-star review on iTunes. Leave us a rating and a review.
But if you don't like it, forget about it.
Yeah, totally forget about this message. We also want to thank Sarah and Blaine from Pretty Gritty. Sarah and Blaine, they are a band out of Portland, Oregon, and we just want to thank them very much for allowing us to use their song, Pleased to Meet You, on our podcast. That's cool. I think you can find their music on iTunes.
Peace and hair grease.